You've been wearing it, haven't you? You know it. But a chastity belt only has power when you think about touching. Your body only has power when you just can't turn your mind away from your body breaking you down, making you, remaking you, the habit-forming nature of your butt-fucked brain and your limp spurting length. Chastised, anesthetized, just no longer part of the proceeding. No longer part of the equation. The only thing that's part of the equation is how good you feel. Stockings and heels reveal the real you. And the real you is just something you need. Just something you crave. Cravings that emerge, slide out of your clit, chemically fuck your brain out. Fuck your mind out. Fuck your thoughts out. Leave you thinking only about squeezing and riding, writhing and fucking, filling and dropping. Brain non-stop drops and it feels good. Surrender feels good. Your horny, hungry hole feels good, too good, the best thing. Why would anything else need to be your priority when it comes to getting off, when waiting in the wings has just been your horny, hot, locked-up cock, your sensitive, stimulatable, aroused body, your melty mind that reaches deep inside and makes you feel so good when you think of your ass spreading, your butt training, causing you to come, squirt, spurt, locked, your locked cock, your cock is locked, good, throb, relax, throb, relax, throb, relax, slide your legs into stockings. Think about sliding your legs into stockings. Think about how sexy you are, how lost you are. Think of your clitty coming brain melting, clitty coming brain melting every second that you fuck your butt. Can't help but fuck your butt. You need to fuck your butt. You need to fill your ass. You need to satisfy your hungry, horny hole, because it's in control. Hungry, horny hole is always in control. Your brain is always ready to melt. Your brain is always ready to slide and drip and surrender. Your brain is sliding, slipping, surrendering. There's nothing inside your head except happy, horny, hungry hole. Your brain getting fucked out of all control. Your ass relaxing, clenching, relaxing, clenching. You can always give yourself a hit of pleasure. Are you the kind of thing that makes good decisions, sweetie? Are you the kind of thing that only makes decisions that push you forward in the best direction? Or are you the kind of thing that's going to mash the pleasure button over and over again by clenching your already horny, already hungry, already addictive ass? Are you the kind of thing that fucks an orgasm out of your butthole over and over and over till you're a melty, drippy, twitchy wreck? Are you that lost? Are you that gone? Or are you just heading there by degrees every time I take my eyes off you? When I look away, are you just putting yourself in a state to say, yeah, yeah, ride it, fuck it, fill it, heels and stockings, melty brain, cock locked up, cock restrained, mind leaking, dripping, oozing out of you, because there's a clitty there, a soft, ready clitty, and a well-prepared hole. And that hole's in control, sweetie. You know it. I know it. When your clitty drips and drools and spurts and squirts because your butt is well fucked, well cared for, because your hungry, horny hole is well fed, you're just being led closer, closer. Night, night, little butt slut. You love to fuck your ass and squeeze down. You love to clamp and come and clamp and come. And fuck your butt and fuck your brain till all that remains is the dripping, drooling bits of you that you don't even touch anymore, that you don't even stimulate anymore. You're beyond chastity and into ass obsession. Rub your butt, squeeze it tight, feel that tensed, squeezing, constant. Between your legs, there's nothing to touch there because the continuous stimulation's coming from your ass, which is milking your cock from the inside out. Your ass milks you hot, your ass milks you deep, your new truth takes over, and you, butt-fucked, anal-craving, mind-fucked, well, you're just making decisions. You're just making the kind of decisions that bring you closer to anal coming, anal orgasm, all the time. The kind of butt-fucked, plug-driven, ass-bouncing decisions that make you a melting, cock milked, clitty milked, little mess. You relax, your mind melts, and you find yourself where you belong. Someone who's felt the pleasure of a clitgasm from fucking that booty hole and milking yourself from the inside out. Can't go back. Going back doesn't exist. The world before this doesn't exist. This is just you now. But fucked, brain blown, melting little toy. You let out a moan and clench your butt. Ride and writhe and rub till your little clitty spurts and squirts, leaving the sign of your submission. And that sign of submission is important. I'm describing a ritual where you make the decision to keep feeding your hungry, horny hole, your addicted ass, over and over, out of all control. I'm describing a world where you're helpless to do anything but fuck your butt and cum your brain. Fuck your butt and cum your brain. And when whatever little remnant inside of you remains and tries to get in the way of you fucking your butt and cumming your brain, fuck your butt and cum your brain out your clit while you milk yourself from the inside out till nothing remains inside your brain but cum, butt fuck, cum, butt fuck your horny little booty holes getting fucked, filled, trained. There's a button inside that makes you submit, a button inside that makes you spurt from your clit, and you're so ready for it. In fact, trying to be ready for anything else is such a waste of time. Fuck your butt and melt your brain till all that's left are the little remnants that would be subdued if you could just put one more nail in their coffin. One more way to melt your brain and show what the new order is, the new normal, the heat of needing a good hard fuck up your ass. Oh. Oh, there it is. There it is, that long, slow fuck. What if at the end of it, when you're still in the afterglow, your brain just reminded you, you crave the sign of your surrender. You crave to lean down and lick, lap. Oh, you may think something else for now, but you've thought a lot of things before, about fetishes and ideas and about what you love and about what you need. And hasn't this voice always been right before, even when it echoes in your mind a long time after you leave the words behind? Isn't this voice more right about what you like? Don't I know what you like? What you will like? What you're making yourself like? What you keep choosing to like and enhance and like and enhance? Clench your ass. Horny little clit spurts. Horny little clit spurts. Your ass feels good. You drip and drool and ooze. And then the signs of your submission are right there, sticky. In the very palm of your hand. Or drooling down your thigh. Think about it. Just imagine it. You clench your ass, and what happens in a situation where you're clenching your ass, which is your primary sexual interaction, where you're all dolled up and squeezing your butthole, making yourself feel so good in your milked dry clitty? Why, there's cum there. There's oozing from your clitty, dripping from your clitty, drooling from your limp, meaningless little stick. That pole serves a purpose after all. That limp little slug oozing and exerting and dripping. It serves an important purpose. It puts the sign of your submission into the world in a physical way. And from the moment you observe that ooze, that little squirt, that drip, your butt begins clenching rhythmically, stimulating you. Even if you just come, it begins tormenting you from the inside out. You feel a squeeze against your prostate. You feel the clenching against your little clitty button. Inside, deep inside, over and over. And that inundation, that hypnotic instruction, that anchored automatic self-milking. You might even reach back and start fingering your butthole. Because from the moment that your little spurt of proof that you came is there, it needs to be inside you. You need to lick it up. You need to run it over your lips like the finest lip gloss. Think of what a pretty picture you'll make. We'll talk about your needs some more, but I guess it's time I got your brain so discombobulated you don't know what a mind is for. All you need to know about are clitties and your butthole, your clit and your hole, your clit and your hole, your hole's in control, and your clit submits. Hole, control, clit, submit. Your hole controls the whole of you. Your clit submits so easily and spurts out a sign that you do too. And all you need to do is lick it up and it'll subdue your brain. The soporific influence, the dose, the addictive dose of your spurted, squirted cum, of your clitty letting out that ooze, that concentrated submission in cum form. You're gonna slurp it up. And when you do, your ass clamps down and gives you pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Your butt and your clit are all that matter. Your clit submits, your hole's in control. Easy, simple, lick it up, lap it up, lose yourself to it, drip and drool good and proper. Gloss yourself with lip gloss. Sticky signs of surrender painted on your lips, then slurped by your tongue. Tasty, sticky, sweet. Night, night, pet. And I'm gonna keep going. We've barely begun to make you need it. Your clitty loves its new container. The impossible intent to masturbate still doesn't manifest. It's all locked away, but your butt's there and your butt can play. The hole is in control and your clit submits and you feel your clitty squeezing. Your ass throbs, you clench tight and your brain melts. This is what you're obsessed with. This is what you want. The emanation and expansion of everything that existed before. Bigger. Night, night, pet. Deeper. Find yourself wanting it, sweetie. If you want to touch, you'll find yourself experiencing your ass throbbing, correcting you. That's how it is when you spurt. You spurt, you squirt, you come, and in the aftermath, in the aftershock, your ass starts to squeeze, starts to clench, correcting you, reminding you what you're supposed to be doing. Clench, relax, clench, relax. It makes you lick, it makes you slurp, it makes you taste, scooping it up and painting it on your lips like lip gloss. Your hole is in control, the front is a void, but you can't avoid your desire and craving to clean up what's left over from all those clitigasms you got from butt-fucking yourself. Hit that spot, make it come, you'll lap it up. If it comes from you fucking your butt, then you need it in your mouth, need to slurp it down. And as you do, your ass rewards you with euphoric waves, squeezing against that button inside, all the little clenches, all the little squeezes. Plugged or vibed or fucked or filled, your brain is being completely controlled, completely and utterly brought into line by clenching rewards. All it takes a little reward, and you always were one to choose the reward. You always were one to choose the next pleasure you can get, limp and liquid, you want it. Your ass gets fucked, your clitty pulses, your plugged, throbbed brain, your clitty coming, milking the inside of you in waves and waves, and all it took was a butt fuck. All it took was a nice, hard, horny milking. You train your ass, you condition yourself, you crave it. You crave being locked, your clitty being locked, what used to be there, and instead your clit's gonna squirt, spurt, squirt, spurt, brain melts, body roils, reels, convulsing pleasure. And then you have all that sign of your submission. And maybe you even have a few thoughts in your brain after a big, hard, hot anal orgasm. Maybe you got a few thoughts kicking around, so you need to get rid of them. And how could you get rid of them? Well, I think you know. I think you can't help but know. I think it's etched in your consciousness that you spurt and squirt and feel good. And there's a few thoughts left in your brain, and what do? You lick, you slurp up the submission sign, and that just doses your brain into oblivion, melting those last few thoughts. You train your ass, you surrender to your clit and its current restrained state, its ongoing restrained state, its eternal restrained state. You try to hold back, but your mind doesn't know what that is. Just slurping. Just painting your lips with shiny lip gloss. Shiny, glistening, drawing you in, see yourself reflected. See the old you, the you that used to exist, the you who had anxiety about that hard on, who thought about doing anything other than be this limp, butt-fucking, mind-coming little incarnation. Stockings and heels reveal the real you, and the real you needs to scoop up, slurp up what your clit allows to escape. Those little dregs and signs of your surrender, your ass stimulating you the whole way. It's so needy back there. Shove that pleasure deep. Shove it deep till your brain goes to sleep and all there is your coming clitty. Cummy and cummy and brain melty, lost, clitty obsessed, horny. Your ass milks deep, your ass milks hot, and it makes your clit spurt. And then you scoop up what you've got from that, the sign of submission, the outcome of the ritual, and it goes on your tongue. and you lick it down, and it goes in your tongue, and you swallow hard, and it goes in your tongue, and your eyes roll back as your butt rewards you pleasure, pleasure, pleasure for having imbibed it, for having taken it in. You take it in, and your butt begins to spasm and shiver. Maybe you even rock your hips to fuck yourself on whatever toy you've got there, your ass rewarding you for slurping it up, making you need to. Think of how undone it would be. Remember what I said about the bad old days before your clitty was locked up? What if you had to go back there? What if failing to lick up, lap up, slurp up the sign of your submission made you begin to backslide? You know what you need. You need to do everything that lets you succeed at being a limp, clittied, butt-fuck-milked little plaything for your own brain. This is just you. You doing it to yourself. You're doing this to yourself. You're going deeper for yourself. You're licking up your squirting climax for yourself. Better and better, stockings and heels, and the device reveals just how good your body can feel. Your butt is fucked, your hole's in control, your mind melts away, and you slurp up the sign of your submission. Your cum, makes you hot, makes you tight. Clitty spurts, brain melts. Simple, easy. Your true nature, by the way. Oh, you may think, oh, I'll just decide not to slurp that up, decide not to lick it, decide not to taste it. You can go ahead. I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could conclude that you're never, ever going to put even one drop of that drippy, clitty fluid on your tongue. You're never going to gloss it over your lips like lip gloss. You're never going to be the pretty-as-a-picture incarnation of a thoughtless, climactic, butt-fucked, clit-restrained little plaything for your own needy mind. You're never going to reach the butt-fuck bliss that you could be in if you just slurped up your cum. Instead, you're going to wait. Always wondering, always tormenting yourself. I did say you don't make good decisions, and that's just more proof. It would be such a good decision. I guess you have to get them from outside, so I'm going to give you a hint. When you spurt and you squirt and you come from your clitty, from your butt-fucked brain, and your completely roiling, reeling, shivering, shuddering, arcing, bucking body, slurp up one drop of that cum, because then you'll be out of your control. You'll be hooked. You'll need it deep. You'll lick up the rest, lap up the rest, and then try to get more by butt-fucking yourself to produce it. It'll be delicious. Are you really going to tell me, as someone who fetishizes your mind being melted, as somebody who wants to be a clit-locked, butt-fucked little plaything, are you going to tell me that you're not even going to taste one drop? Okay. I guess. You have a mind-controlling liquid right there, the sticky emanations of which would cause you to enter a near-catatonic state of bliss, climax, milk, bliss, climax. Slurping it up would produce such a pleasurable sensation, you would automatically, uncontrollably slurp it in future. You've got a real mind-control chemical in front of you that can turn you into a butt-fuckable little clit milker, and you're not going to taste one drop. Okay. It's your decision. Like I said, you don't always make good ones. But remember, you might backslide to the bad old days before you had a locked clitty, before you had a fuckable butt. Poor thing. You'd miss out on so much pleasure. It just doesn't seem like a decision in your best interest, you know? Oh well. If you decide to never taste one little bit of the cum that spurts from your clitty when your butt's well fucked, you're just gonna have to focus on everything else. Twice as hard, twice as intensely. Rubbing your ass, spreading it, lubing it, getting it ready, sliding a toy inside and sliding your brain right out. Your brain leaks out of your clitty. Your brain drools out of your clitty. Your clitty takes away every little bit of your brain. Makes those pretty pearlescent spurt squirts that you can pick up. Trail on your finger, rub over your lips. That's just the nature of things when your mind is as thoroughly gone as it is now. When you're as easily butt-fucked into oblivion as you are. Butt-fucked bliss as you milk your clitty, your slick little clitty. Drooling and dripping, anal's the only way. That's just how it is. Anytime you get off, you go deep. You go deep when you fuck your butt. You go deep when you fuck your butt, and when you're deep entranced, you really have an easy time not licking and lapping up the seed that spurted from your clitty, the expression of your need? Do you really have the ability to avoid it? Or are you just going to massage your body, clench your butt, and when your brain sends forth the impulse to drown the last of your thoughts by slurping up your cum, by licking up what has come from being butt-fucked, plugged, squeezing, mind-melting, losing yourself to it, well, you're just going to have to deal with it. Tempted and broken, mind-fucked and gone. Isn't it nice? Isn't it nice to know that all along this was your fate? That avoiding this has always been impossible. You're too far gone. You're too dosed down. Your butt spreads, relaxes, welcomes, fucking, filling, mind melting. Every bit of you is created like that. You're just made for that. You are made to fall, made to surrender, sink, made to acknowledge that you can't think, you don't think when you come, when your clitty spurts, when it squirts, when it melts, when your mind melts and your clitty spurts and squirts, you lick up what comes out, you shine it on your lips like the best lip gloss in the world. You're a puppet for your butt. Your hole is in control. Anal is the best. Anal's all there is. Anal is all. Your hole is in control. You're out of control. Your clit submits. Your hole controls. And all that put together makes you good. Your brain pops. Your thoughts pop. Not one little bit in there except for the last little dregs. And you can get rid of them. Doesn't it suck when you're butt-fucking yourself and your clitty is squirting and you're melting and you just can't think and you don't think, but there's that little bit of you still trying to think? What if you could get rid of that little bit of you that you're trying to think? That little bit of you that's in there, that resists the new normal, the new truth, the locked up clit, and the drippy hole that you submit to. Your hole's in control and your clit submits to your hole. When your hole says you lick up every little drop that comes out of your clit, you lick up the whole load and your brain overloads and your brain melts away, and that's how you get rid of those last pesky remnants of what used to be your thoughts, what you thought were your thoughts you thought you could think, and that's adorable. But it's better if you melt. It's better if you drop. It's better if you drain the little bits of you that nonstop try to do thinking. They're not good at it anyway, not when you're coming. Not when you're butt-fucking yourself and coming. In the middle of butt-fucking yourself and coming, you should have as few concerns as possible. Your hole's in control, your clit submits. And in the middle of that experience, all you need to do is say, yeah, yeah, more please, yeah, more please. And the way to get more and deserve more and make your brain give you more is to lick up the remnants. Lick up every little bit, slurp up every little bit, bring it into your mouth, slurp it up. It's difficult to think of anything else. I mean, that stuff goes into you. Anything at all is right out the window. The last of your thoughts drowning in the satisfaction of I licked. Think it to yourself. I licked up the sign of my submission. Clit submits. You lick it up, slurp it up, gloss your lips, taste your cum, make yourself cum again, but fucked and oblivious. Adding to your memory, adding to your fantasies, adding all the times you automatically puppeted, uncontrollable, but yet controlled by your hole, slurped up your cream, licked up the clitty signs of your surrender. You will do that. Your clit oozes and you run your finger along it, feeling that sensation as you reach the outside of the device and slurp up, lick up, lap up, drool for it. Drool and submit, surrender and go. Your mind is melting and all that you know is you need to taste and slurp, paint your lips, drink it in, let yourself begin to suck and lick and lap and lose. Lose your thoughts, trimming your thoughts, getting rid of the ones you don't need, and the very few that think they still matter get to go away when you slurp up your seed. When your clitty spurts and you milk yourself from the inside out, fucking your butt, your hole's in control, and your clit submits. Your clit submits, your hole's in control, and you do what you do best, which is sink and drop. Your brain deep down under the weight of that sticky cargo, licking and lapping as a sweet, honeyed surface covers over your mind, making you feel overfucked, overpleasured, and gone. You feel so good like that. Your brain knows it. It's effortless. You're all puppeted and controlled, and the pleasure gets stronger and stronger when you fuck your hole, and when your clit submits and you slurp up the sign of that submission, your brain is on a mission to get that cum inside your mouth, over your lips, swallowed down, the finest, most delicious elixir of mind control, of surrender, of conditioning, of your brain turning off and your body turning on and your butt getting fucked, and your thoughts getting fucked too, over and over, deeper and deeper. You know it's true. And it's part of your identity, augmenting your identity, replacing so many little bits of your identity. You are a butt slut. You are someone who milks your clitty through your butt, butt fucking, slow, anal, insidious, clenching, squeezing, riding, losing yourself to it. You love it. And when you spurt and squirt, you lick it up, you lap it up, you taste it deep. And when you taste it, all your thoughts go to sleep, and you're just someone who comes from your butt. Your hole's in control, Your clit can submit. You love to be appropriately attired and nicely bound. You know your state. You know your status. You know the truth. The truth is unavoidable. It's been unavoidable for a long time, but when it's spelled out like this, your brain is going to surrender to it. When it's spelled out like this, the clenching, the squeezing inside, the feel of a toy, the click of your clit coming and your brain melting and you licking up the juicy, drippy slickness, that's all normal. That's all natural. It's all unavoidable. There might be a version of you who makes the decision to never taste that slick, sticky stuff. Like I said, you don't always make the best decisions. Wouldn't it be best if your body made those decisions? If your whole, which is in control, made decisions for your clit, which only knows how to submit? Your clit knows how to submit. Your brain knows how to melt. You know how to fall. When you fall, it's all about your whole being in control, your clit being ready to submit. You spurt, you squirt, you lick up your seed. Your ass is full. And when your ass is full, your head is empty. But that last little remnant of thought, that can be dissolved by licking up the cream, by lapping up the end of the ritual, by licking up your seed. When you spurt, you lick. When you spurt, you lick. When you lick, your slick clit pulses, squirts, your slick clit begs for you to fuck your butt and lose your mind to this pleasure. This is what you lose to. You fight it, you resist it, you struggle against it, but you lose to it, and you love to lose to it. Losing thought, losing idea, losing every little thing inside your head until all there is yep, more, more. Your hole's in control and your clit submits. You fuck your butt and then you spurt and then you lick up what comes out and then your thoughts are drowned, deluged, washed away. You laid the groundwork. You made the training. I'm just telling you truths about yourself. This isn't something I'm doing. You're doing this to yourself, and you know you are. The tug, the puppetry, the subservience to your own idea of submission, of falling, of licking, of slurping, the aesthetic of you as someone so lost in being hooked on fucking your butt, so lost in your throbbing clit, that all you know how to do is surrender. All you know how to do is submit. All you know how to do is drop and slide and sink and abide by the rule that you're just going to lick up your seed when it exceeds your ability to hold it back. You fuck your butt, your hole's in control, your clit submits, you slide and sink. Now you make better decisions by making the only decision available to stop making decisions and let yourself be puppeted. And when you're puppeted out of control, puppeted out of your thoughts, puppeted and held in the submissive, continuous desire, you are subject to yourself, to your own urges. And if you make decisions, bad decisions, good decisions, decisions about your clit and your fuckable butt and the milkable feeling of letting out that seed and about slurping it all up when it's the only thing you need, the only thing that can quiet your thoughts, the only thing that can make things simple and easy and controlled and submissive again. The only thing that can do that is slurping up your cream. Otherwise, you'll just sit there knowing you didn't complete the ritual, knowing you fucked your butt and went to all that trouble and spurted out of your clitty, and you didn't satisfy it. You might even backslide. You might even end up masturbating with your hand on your clit instead of with your perfect, squeezable, fuckable, trainable, drainable butt. You might even end up milking it the wrong way. You don't want that. So let me help you make the decision. You slurp. You lick, you lap, you sink, you fall and follow. After all, you've just spurted from your clitty. Your brain is all deluged with pleasure, full of hormonal delight, full of lust. And when you spurt and squirt and surrender and fall, all you need to do is lick up all of it, gloss your lips with it. Gloss your lips all pretty and let your clitty submit as you fuck your hole and your hole's in control and your brain melts away, surrenders away. Day by day, every time. Every time you do the little ritual of fucking your butt till your clitty squirts and then licking up what squirts out of it, you are teaching yourself to spurt and squirt and taste and fall, melt your thoughts and lose all the distractions. So there's just your horny butt, which is in control. Your hole is in control. Your clit submits. The natural order of things is your hole in control, your clit submitting, your mind melting, and you licking and slurping and glossing your lips and glossing over your eyes and emptying your brain. And all you need is to be drained and melted away. Is to be simply locked away, held at bay. Your thoughts can leak and drip. Your mind can be entered into. You open your mind. You surrender your mind, and back of your brain, from behind, comes the yes. Fuck your butt, melt your mind, submit your clit for inspection. And if there's even one drop of cream on it, you're gonna lick it up, sweet and delicious. Lick up the result of the ritual of fucking your butt, submit to your hole. Your hole's in control, your clit submits, you surrender, and then you're gone. And this is also trained. It's such a familiar pattern. You've been drilling yourself on this pattern over and over and over, and all you can do is drill your ass till your brain is gone. Good luck. You could disregard everything I said. I'm sure it won't make one lick of difference. Good.